Yellow Boy Baby, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 365, iHeartRadio. You already know what it is. Man in the Mirror out now. You go check out the
Yeah.
visual on YouTube. Welcome to the show, man. How's everything going? You're on the road.
Oh yeah. Just leaving Atlanta. I had a meeting along with Tagus and stuff. Just getting everything in motion. How they go? It's
Yeah.
working.
How's everything going out in Atlanta? Because I know you're originally from South Carolina. I learned about your journey. El Nice was telling me about it and just me reading about your life story. It was inspiring. But how's everything going for you out there now in Atlanta? You feel like the tide is turning and the big moves are coming finally?
Oh yeah. That for sure. Like any last 2 weeks, been a lot been happening, meeting like different people, and you can tell like certain doors starting to open up. So it's just like a matter of time before we kick that door down. You understand?
Yeah, no, I could tell you're ready. I could tell by the energy and Man in the Mirror there.
Oh
And you've been
yeah.
doing your thing, man. You've been doing it for a while now. And I want to get into your early journey because South Carolina, when we look at it, and I just interviewed Dayz Carter. Shout out to Dayz Carter. He spoke really
Yeah.
highly of you. And you guys kind of know what it's like to be out there in South Carolina. I know a couple of artists that are out there as well besides you guys, but what do people not really know about South Carolina and just the story of just what it takes to make it out of there?
You just gotta be ready for the doubt, be ready for the hate, be ready just to be talked about. Like you just gotta have a tough skin to pull through. But no matter what's going on, just keep going, especially when you know your journey. But it's a challenging road to be on. Just know what you want to do. Keep
Oh, Yellow Boy Baby, are you there?
Yeah. Did you hear
Okay,
me?
yeah, it kind of broke up a little bit and while you were talking.
Okay, like what I was saying, like staying in South Carolina, it's a lot of like, especially being a successful rapper, it's like a lot of hate. You're gonna be talked about a lot. You're gonna have a lot of doubters because nobody really never made it big from our state. So you just gotta be willing to embrace all that and put it towards your craft, and you'll be all right.
Do you look at it as far as you need to be around people that are like-minded? Because I said it on Monday, you got to be around dreamers instead of coasters.
Right. You gotta be around dreamers, man. Because if you're around coasters, yo, whatever you got in mind, and just go coast right along. You're gonna miss the boat like everybody else. So you
Yeah.
just gotta be around like-minded people, man. People who want the same thing that you want out of life. Positive people, even when the road's rough, still hold your head up, chest out, and still be positive. Only around like-minded people, you're gonna win regardless.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you have a really inspiring story, as I mentioned before. You just coming up through poverty and the shelter. What were some of the moves that you had to make? Because that's a rough start. And when you look at it, it takes a lot for you to get up on your feet. So what were some of the moves that you had to make in order to get up on your feet and basically put you on the path where you are today?
You just gotta take the good with the bad. Like growing up, you see how you're growing up, like the nights me and my mom didn't have food, the nights like her bait crying because I ain't got no birthdays or no Christmases. You like when you get older, you tend to want things to be different and you refuse to live like that because it's rough living like that. So as I got older and I was able to work, get my money, whatever, I was like, I gotta make a change. I refuse to live like this. And plus I gotta make a better way for my kids because I refuse to make them live like this as well. So you just gotta, like I say, take the good with the bad and just push it.
Yeah, and you've been doing that. So when we look at from your perspective and we see your story as an artist, what were some of the first stepping stones for you to achieve the path that which you're on right now as far as making the moves to build yourself up as an artist? Because we can look at the first singles that you dropped and everything that you've been working towards now, just as far as the 80s baby tape. I checked out the 80s baby tape. But when we see it, what were some of those first moves that you think were detrimental into getting you to where you are now musically?
It's just a point of just being yourself and letting the people understand who you really are. Because I know, like a lot of rappers imitate a lot of things. And me, like, if you like how this interview is, just like the real me. And I know I don't want to get my real personality mixed up with the character Yellow Boy Baby. But everybody who know my music and know me personally, they know what I stand for. So I think it's just a point of just being true to who you really are and don't try to follow nobody else's footsteps. Like just do your own thing, stay in your own lane. But when you try to swerve over and do what somebody else doing, go either wreck or hit a pothole. You
Yeah.
understand? So it's just being true to yourself. And that's what I do. That's how I move. I'm just true to who I am. And I really stand on that.
Yeah, and that's what's real about your music, because you rap about your real life incidences and just everything you've gone through and who you are as a person, even though you classify it as a persona. Why do you think that there's so many people entertaining kind of what you say are the imitations? Because a lot of it, what we have today that's popping are imitations, and it's not what they really live. Why do you think we entertain imitations and still instead of having like real music? Like when we look at Tupac, he really rapped about what he lived, and DMX, same thing. You're rapping about your life story. Why do you think people are more attracted to imitations now?
I mean, it's cool now because you got to realize too, like the society we live in nowadays, like everybody want to be gangster. So what's the main thing people go imitating? The gangster life, knowing very well they never have been in those types of life. And that so you, that's when you get embarrassed, rather than if you just be true to yourself. And I mean, people gonna mess with you whether. Okay, what may be. But I feel like long as you stay true to yourself, people will gravitate towards you more. Because it don't take people long to find out who the real you is. You know what I'm saying? So all that, the faking and wanna be gangster and all, I don't care about none of that, bro. Like, I'm just me. You understand? Just me.
Yeah,
And I
and
ain't
that's
switching up for
important.
nothing. I'm nobody. Right. Very good.
Yeah, no, and
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
important, man. That's how you're supposed to do it. And I wish a lot of more artists would follow that blueprint, but it's difficult nowadays because everyone's following a trend. But I wanted to get into Man in the Mirror, just kind of what inspired you to write this new song, because you could go check that. Everyone could go check that out. I highly recommend you
Oh
check
yeah,
that
leave
on
that.
YouTube.
Right. Yeah. Well, Man in the Mirror is basically like the inner me just speaking out, like just putting all my feelings or what I done been through inside a track, like far as like the hate I be getting, the partners that I was cool with who done crossed me. Like it's just me putting all my emotions inside my music. And I've been holding it back for a long time. Like not just like trying to be like precise or particular about what I put in my music and holding back certain things. But now, 2024, I'm letting the cat out the bag. So they about to hear it all. Any and everything I done been with, and any problems I done fell out with, any problem situation I done had, it's gonna be all in my music. So it can make it more authentic. But yeah, I just put all my feelings into that one. And that's why I came out so good the
Yeah. I noticed it's not on Apple Music, though. Are we going to be, is it going to be on streaming
it
services soon?
is. Oh yeah. It's gonna be on. It's gonna be on a lot.
Oh, hold on. I think there's something happening.
I just seen somebody. I just seen one of my homeboys on the camera.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you now.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be on streaming services soon?
Yeah. It's gonna be on everything. Me and my CEO Takers, we got like a whole lot going on for us, like my music. But it's gonna be on like all the platforms very soon.
What are the plans as far as the message? Are you, because you're going to keep it the same way because you're letting everything out of the bag. You're not holding back. So what's this project? You're thinking of a title for it already? What's this new album going to be like, if you can describe it?
That one I want to leave kind of confidential at the moment. I just want to surprise everybody. But the message I'm giving out, man, forget the hate, keep going. Even when you know they hate, don't you put it in their face. Like no matter what, I'm gonna put it in their face. I'm gonna make them feel it. I'm gonna put it in their face so they won't mention me. You understand? Like what they don't like, they female gonna like.
Yeah.
That's all. Real.
No apologizing. There's not going to be any
Oh.
apologies.
Oh, and I mean, hey, look, and everything I just said, I mean it disrespect. I'm gonna put it in their face. I'm gonna make them feel it this time. I'm not holding back nothing at
No,
all.
and that's how it should be, man. These haters, like, I know
Right.
it's big now where people, they don't want to give the attention because they feel as though, all right, you got to me, let them know
Yeah.
you want, but it's so toxic now to the point where now you got to let them know and
Yeah.
just, you know, just give them that, just put the nail in the coffin silently, but even though they'll know who it's
Right,
targeted to.
yeah, and that's the thing too, though. Like everybody from my hometown, they know what type of person I am, and they know the hate and stuff I deal with. So when they hear my music, it make them gravitate towards it even more. Like, damn, but that did happen, or he did. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I'm just ready for the journey, man. I just want to have fun along the
Yeah.
way, just have as much fun as possible.
And that's the main thing. You got to have fun at what you're doing, love what you're doing, because they say you never worked a day in your life when you love the job that you do.
Right.
I want to talk about you giving back, because you do a lot of care,
Yeah.
just care giveaways and just all these drives that you do. So kind of get into these drives that you do and just the love that you feel from giving back and doing things out in South Carolina, because we see what happens when a lot of these high profile guys go back to where they come from. A lot of them, you know, they're embraced 100%, but then, like you said, you got the haters. So how is the feedback and just everything of what you do with the drives?
So my first drive was back when I was with the Dokers Rap Bar Club or whatever. We gave like turkeys out throughout the whole city, throughout the hoods. That went pretty well.
Mm.
But again, I wasn't rapping then, so I wasn't getting that much hate. But during the times that I gave back to the city when I was rapping, it was one of those things like it was good for the people, but for my haters, it was like, oh man, he ain't have to do that. Like far as like me were recording and posting it up, it was like, oh man, he ain't have to post it. He should have just did it and left it up under the rug. But it's like when you don't do that, then people say you never gave back to the city. So I just wanted to have proof, like no bragging rights. But there also been a lot of times where I done gave back and didn't post a picture or nothing. You understand? So it's like I'm always doing something, but here again, your haters go come regardless, no matter you're doing good or bad. When it's Yellow Boy, they go hate on it. But
yeah,
it's always been a successful drive. Yeah, right. It always been a successful drive no matter what I'm doing, whether people don't like it or they like it or not. Like, long as the people who I'm giving back to satisfied, I mean, that's a soft spot in my heart. That's what I like. That's all that matters anyway.
Yeah, no, and that's what you need to do, man. You can't always worry about what the haters are thinking, because at the same time, people are going to always talk about what you did. And they're always going to remember your actions, because they say actions speak louder than words. So they're always going to remember these drives that you did put on, and not all the, you know, what the haters are saying, because we can still look at people, because everyone hate. I mean, Prodigy had haters, you know, people were tainting his mural all over Queens, you know, when they put up his painting there. But at the end of the day, everyone knows what a legendary person he was. You're going to have haters, right, but you can't take away the influence and the legacy.
Thanks.
It's crazy. But I want to get into the 80s baby tape, just kind of why you wanted to name it that way. Because, you know, coming up in the 80s, it was a special time. And just reflecting back on those times from the 80s and you growing up compared to now. And just don't you kind of wish it was still like that? Because I feel like social media, there's a lot of times where you just got to log off of there.
Yeah. So basically the 80s baby tape, it more trend from, like, me through birth, mixing with a little bit of society in the 80s. And I just put everything in one and just start dropping songs. And every song got a meaning, far as the song Low, far as the song No One. Like, those two different type of, them songs had two different types of meaning, as far as Low, you know, talking about, like, the dope game in the 80s. Then the No One single, talking about like when I was down bad, I had no one. That goes back to me growing up in a shelter, nights, the power cut off, nights, me and my mom didn't have nothing to eat. It's just like a whole mixture of things. Anything that was going on in the 80s, up on it in my tape.
If there was something that you could bring back from the 80s that you want to bring back, either musically or even just like something, like, because I always say I would love to see like Sam Goody make a return. I know that's probably impossible at this point, or like a blockbuster, because it was those were like the biggest things of like the 80s and 90s. What would you bring back if someone came to you and said, Yellow Boy, baby, bring back this chain, bring back this trend from the 80s, since you're an 80s baby, bring it back to the culture.
If I could bring back something, that's kind of a tough one, because I never had any good like memories like growing up. Like when I was just telling you, like it was
tough, was, yeah.
Rough. Yeah, man, it was rough. So I mean, I learned a lot. That really helped build my character. I don't want to take nothing from it, but honestly, there's nothing from the 80s that I really want to bring back, besides how close me and my family was back then. But yeah, that was a struggle.
And how close are you? Not close with your family anymore? I don't want to get too if it's too personal.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. You know, like as you growing up, you tend to do your own thing, and people tend to separate. And you know, once you separate, others might think that you think you better than them. But we got an understanding now, so we all back on the same terms. Which we went some time without speaking, but that's for a whole nother episode right now. But we back on good terms now.
Yeah, all that's good though. It,
Yeah.
I mean, I can give you something in relation to that too. Like, even I noticed that with certain family members, like, they don't understand you when you're doing things in the entertainment industry. They don't understand you. They kind of, because they're stuck in, okay, I live a normal life, a normal, they're not used to being around high profile people and doing high profile things. So they're going to try to be like, it's almost like they're in disbelief. Is that
Yeah,
kind of what it was?
right. Yeah, I
Yeah.
kind of feel that as well. Maybe disbelief and I carry myself way different. You know, like that black sheep always turn into the goat at the end. And it was like one of them type situations. But like I just said it a few minutes ago, it's good that we all back on good terms now. And when these shows start kicking in, I can fight them on the road with. It's
Yeah,
like
no,
a
that's gonna be monumental. You got to bring your family members. So, because seeing is believing at the same time. So when
right
they
back.
see it, they're actually gonna be like, okay, wow, we know how you were investing into yourself. Now, speaking of these shows, you got some shows right now that lined up?
We get things in motion now. Not none like right now, but by summertime we should be up and rolling. But right now we're just focusing on the videos and focus on like the music we got out and producing more new music. But the show is coming on the way, so be ready.
How's it working with Dazed Carter? Because I mentioned he spoke really highly of you on Monday night when
Oh,
we did our interview. So,
man, they
what's it like working with him and just things you got on the way with you too?
man, that boy, he's not human. Dazed Carter like an alien, bro. When it comes to this music, but yeah, I learned a lot from Dazed Carter though. Like, as far as like finding my own swag, the wordplay with my music, he done helped me out tremendously, bro. Like, I can't thank him enough. But Dazed Carter, one of the ones, like, he like the golden old city for real,
Yeah, he's been
bro.
doing his thing, and it's about time to see artists make it out from South Carolina. I know he's planning on, he
Right.
told me he's planning on relocating to Atlanta, and that's what you need
Yeah.
to do when you're not from an area that's known for making it into the entertainment space or doesn't have much of an entertainment industry scene.
Right.
Gotta
Right.
move, you gotta relocate so you can get those connections,
Yeah.
and people are
Yeah.
gonna be constantly trying to invite you to events, network with you, because if you're not around people that you can't network with. Got to get
Yeah.
out. You made the right move, and he's going to be making that move soon.
Oh yeah. That for sure. Yeah. We have too much talent to be confined in our city, where it's like that the crab in the bucket type of mentality. So the talent we gotta go away. That's the only way it's gonna work. Like we gotta go away.
Yeah. Do you ever see it kind of changing to the point where you guys could bring some resources back to South Carolina, or you think it's going to be a cycle of you just got to relocate?
When you mean like once everything through the door?
Yeah, like once you guys
Oh
have really blown through the
yeah.
door and really made a mark, because you got your shout out to Tay. He's in here. He believes in you
Oh yeah.
guys.
Tell my dogs.
So once you really feel as though you've made the mark and we all feel the impact, do you want to bring the resources back to South Carolina, and you think it'll change the landscape for people that they could stay there and make it, or do you think it's always going to be a cycle to where you're probably gonna have to relocate?
I think that's one of our TOs. Potentially one could be one of his goals though, to go back and just grab the hottest artist because he got a good ear for good talent. You understand? So I doubt we would keep any resources from the city because we want to see everybody win. Even
Yeah.
though we deal with the hate and stuff, but we want to see everybody win. And we plan on setting that footprint in South Carolina to be the biggest label in South Carolina, Sun Up, Sun Down Entertainment. Shout out to Takers.
Yeah. And shout out to Tay. Yeah, Sun Up, Sun Down. It's gonna be making. It's already making moves. You know, you
That's
got
the
you
talk,
guys on the
talk.
label already. You're already releasing music. You got some stuff on the way. What are some things outside of music that you're working on? Are you into like merch? Are you kind of into? Because I know Dace Carter, he's got the Hip Hop Road to Redemption show that he's working on right now. What are some other things that people may not know about Yellow Boy Baby when we look at it as far as like TV and
Right.
stuff like that?
Right. I actually have a jewelry business I'm working on called Frostbite. I'll be launching a website soon. Just got my business cards in like last week. My ring boxes, my chain cases to come. So yeah, so be looking out for Frostbite jewelry
Oh, that's fine.
by
Now, is
me.
that your jewelry right now that you're wearing? Is that yours?
Yeah. Just fine. Like the chain I got on, the AP I have on, the ring. Yeah, Frostbite jewelry.
Wow. Yeah. No,
Yeah.
people got to get in
Yeah.
tune with this. That's going to be big, especially. And that's what's going to get you connection with other artists and other people in entertainment is the jewelry.
Right,
So that's a
right.
smart move.
Right, yeah, you're right.
That is a
Yeah,
smart
gotta be
move.
entrepreneur. And
Yeah.
that's one of my main goals, as far as with the rap thing, though. Just take those rap money and build access, open up businesses, have a generational wealth for my kids.
No, that's important. You're thinking for the future. They always say that, because I know Fat Joe has said it, a bunch of hip hop artists have said it, because they use rap as a way to get to do what they really want to do. And that's how they build legacy and longevity.
Right.
Who are the top five hip hop artists that could be legends that you want to work with in the industry? I know you're more of a new guy because you're out here now and you have more of a modern influence, but who are some? I'm kind of curious to see if there's any legends you want to work with.
Meaning, not mentioning nobody that's upcoming, just ones who are already in the game.
Yeah, we could do either or. Yeah, we could do ones that are, you know, that are legends, or if you want to mix in some new guys that you want to work into, it's all fine by me. But who's your top five that you want to work with?
Okay, so I'll start with my hometown. Casino Mill for sure. Little Baby. Lucci if he was touchdown, and Young Thug if he was touchdown. They're my top five.
Yeah, Free Thug too. It's crazy what you're doing. Yeah, that's a fire top five, and it's gonna happen. You know, when we look at it, because you got all this stuff that you're working on now, you got the shows on the way. What are some of the upcoming moves that you're making? Because you mentioned these last 2 weeks, you said you've been feeling that energy. So, what's some things that we can expect from you next on the way here? That it's gonna be stay tuned pretty much to your brand.
Thanks. I got so much coming. As far as like music, stay tuned for this. That's all I'm saying. Just stay tuned for the music, bro. It's on the way.
It's on the way.
On the way. Yeah, just go hit them in that face at one time. It was a wow. Yeah, it's on the way. Just stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say. Stay tuned. You're going to see.
Stay tuned. You're going to see.
Yes.
I always like to learn about the backstory of artist names. Yellow Boy Baby. How did you get this to coin for yourself?
Oh, man. It go all kind of ways. For me being light skinned and me me using some yellow dial soap to try to make some money from a junkie in my neighborhood. You know what I mean? So it probably went over some people's heads, but yeah, that's where I got my name from growing up in the hood.
Now, have you thought about putting together a docu-series at all? I mean, not like right away, because I know you're still trying. You have other things in mind. You're trying to really break through here right now. But have you thought, has a docu-series been in mind to kind of showcase what it's really like out there in South Carolina and just your upbringing and your story?
Yeah, I really have thought about that. That's something I'm going to have to sit down and talk to the CEO Tegas about. But yeah, that's always been in the back of my mind, though. And I'm sure we can really make that happen. So yeah, I have thought about that a lot.
Yeah. And how's the love feeling out there in Atlanta? How is it?
Man, it's love, bro.
Yeah.
It's love. Like, yeah, it's love. That's all I can say is love, real love.
Yeah. No, that's good, man. You made the right move. It's going to be up from here. And Yellow Boy Baby, is there anything else you would love to let your fans know? Anything else that we didn't cover here tonight that you want to get out there?
All I want y'all to know, man, just stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram at yellowboybaby_. That's yellowboybaby_. And the boy BOI. Y'all stay tuned. Just follow the movement. Sun up, sun down, entertainment. I love all y'all. Let's go.
You already know. Yellow Boy Baby, thank you for coming on the show here tonight, man. Once you drop that new project or single, whatever you got on the way to promote, you got to come back, man. I would love to do something in person, too. I want to start getting on the road. I want to start because I want to be relocating very soon here. So we got to do something in person. And once you really got some stuff going on here, too, that you want to promote, we got to do this again.
Okay, man. It's a pleasure you having me, too.
Of course, man. It was a pleasure just learning about you, having you on the show, everything you got going. Shout out to Tay. Shout out to El Nice. That's the guy right there. And keep doing it, man. You're gonna be really going up. Man in the Mirror, go check that out. Available on YouTube. It's gonna be on the streaming services soon. And make sure you stay in touch with him on Instagram. Make sure you tune in.
You already know. Man.
You already know, man. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your night and stay safe.
Likewise.
All right, man. Peace out.